It's now time for a locker room chat with the Omaha Central girls head basketball coach Haddon Hiljan after a 20-3 season a year ago, but unfortunately just falling short for getting to state. Coach, just want to get your overall thoughts on how the season went, as you've had a lot of time to kind of think and digest this past season.
Yeah, you know, we had a very successful year. Anytime, you know, you win 20 games, you're doing something right. Obviously, we fell a little short in the end because we thought we were the better team that night in sub-state, but sometimes the better team doesn't win. But, you know, overall, winning the league for, I think, the sixth time in a row is pretty special and difficult to do, and I, girls understand how difficult that is and take pride in doing that. So a very successful year. And we're ready to kind of keep the ball rolling this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're recording this on Wednesday, but you guys had your jamboree last night on Tuesday. Your thoughts on how that all went, and what are some things that you can kind of take away from those games that you played on Tuesday?
Yeah, we found some spots, obviously, that we need to work on and practice, spend a little more time and emphasis on. So that was good. It was good to go up against someone other than ourselves. And we could beat on someone else, and they could obviously beat on us. So a lot of stuff we have to improve on, but also some good that we got out of it. So it's, kind of give and take with both there going forward.
Yeah. Kind of talking about some of the things you can work on. What are some of the glaring issues that really jumped out off the page?
Yeah. I think defensively, just communication. You know, we're early in the season and, you know, ball screens were one thing that gave us some fits. And obviously we haven't worked a lot on ball screens this early in the season, but that's something we need to, continue to work on and pride ourselves on. And also just keeping the ball out of the paint, taking pride in playing good man-to-man defense and keeping that ball out of the paint as much as we can.
And obviously, you guys are definitely going to be missing Addie Holthouse, who was second-team All-State last year. But who are some of the players that you're hoping to kind of step up in a big way this year?
You know, we got two seniors that are going to give us minutes this year that are really good leaders, great girls as well. And then we got a bunch of juniors that we're relying on. Three of them are starters that are back, a Callie Honeyman. He's really athletic. He's going to do a lot of nice things for us this year. Reagan Garrity is going to be a really good post player for us. Going to have to look to score the ball a lot more for us and kind of dominate the paint. And then, Cammie Dollinghouse is back to run the point for us. So, she does a really good job. And I feel she's one of the better point guards in the league. She can really finish at the rim and control everything. So, building around those three, should be really fun.
And, Coach, you guys take on Centralia coming up on Friday. We'll be broadcasting that one right here on KMZA. And kind of remembering kind of what happened with the matchup last year. You guys won that matchup. What are some things that you remember from that game, if there's anything at all? I mean, it was so long ago that you can kind of transfer from the successes in that game to this game coming up here on Friday.
Yeah, you know, we're both kind of different teams. This year, obviously, they lost some girls, some seniors and stuff, but as did we, but I know one thing with Centralia, they have Owen Dieters on the floor. She's one of the best players we're going to see all year. So it'll be, you know, an emphasis that we need to try to slow her down. But also we can't focus so much on her where we let their other girls who are capable of scoring kind of go off. So it's a bit of a mix there, but we really got to focus on Owen. And she does everything so well for them, controls the tempo, you know, can really shoot it and defensively. The girl's just a competitor, so. Fun to go up against a girl like that, but also a team like Centralia who prides themselves just the same way as we do.
Here with Omaha Central girls head basketball coach Haddon Hiljan before their season begins on Friday. But kind of want to get your thoughts on how your guys' schedule has broken down. Of course, it's the same as last year, but flipping the locations for the most part. And so you guys have your guys' tournament coming up in mid-January. But before that, you guys have just two non-league games before you get right into league play. Your thoughts on how all of that kind of unfolded?
Yeah, it's, you know, we get Centralia and St. Mary's right out of the gate, so two really quality out-of-conference opponents that we're going to need to be ready for. St. Mary's is going to be much improved over last year. I think they bring everybody back, and they have a lot of girls who have put time into basketball, so that'll be a great matchup for us. And then you get into league play, and you know, our league is one of the best 2A, 3A, 4A leagues in the state, so we got to come ready every single night, and we know we got a huge target on our back. Other schools, it's kind of their Super Bowl when they play us, and we take pride in that as something we've built up to, and we take, like I said, pride in that every single time. We're getting everybody's best shot, but they're getting ours as well. So it's fun ride, and something we're looking forward to in the last year of the Big Seven.
Fun stuff. Cannot wait for this season to get underway. I'm sure you are the same. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always. Look forward to doing this with you throughout the entirety of the season.
All right, Jared. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
That was Nemaha Central girls head basketball coach Haddon Hiltgen here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed. Be sure to stay tuned. Coming up next, we got Nemaha Central boys head basketball coach John Thomas here on Locker Room Chat.